This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition for Buccaneers at Falcons. The Bucks Bulletin is the brainchild of Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. I just received an email from Jeremy in marketing at Brandon Legal Group as they are bringing not one, but two gift baskets for prizes to the upcoming Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament and Holiday Spectacular, Todd Wright Tour XXXIII at West Chase Golf Club on December 11th. For golf information, as our events are open to the public, you can always email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Brandon Legal Group plays in every tournament. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area. If you have needs such as, but not limited to, divorce and family law, Brandon Legal Group would love to hear from you. 844-4BLG-4ME to request a free consultation or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Click the box that says request a free consultation and you will go from there. Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. And thank you, Jeremy, for getting back to me. Very well timed. Right before recording this podcast, in the lunch hour of Friday, not sure when this will post, as we give you a fantasy exclusive preview of Buccaneers and Falcons for Sunday. Buccaneer-wise, you were disappointed by the performances of Godwin and Evans last week. Fournette got all the action. You have to stay with them in your playoff push. You have no reason to sit Evans or Godwin this week. None. I know you're disappointed with last week, but that's the way it goes sometimes. Don't take it out on yourself and sit either Godwin or Evans. Don't. Same with Brady. Jalen Hurts had a single-digit week last week. Lamar Jackson had a single-digit week last week. Tom Brady had a single-digit week last week. You don't sit Tom Brady. Opponent doesn't matter. You know how I feel about opponents. But just because those three guys had a bad week, you don't sit them this week. Don't expect Leonard Fournette to do the same thing. We've seen this. We've seen some huge weeks for running backs recently. Jonathan Taylor, Austin Eckler. About a month ago, James Conner, and then Leonard Fournette. But you're playing Leonard Fournette. By all means, just please don't expect four touchdowns again. Rob Gronkowski clearly is healthy, clearly is getting the ball from Tom Brady, and he's probably one of the three or four best tight ends right now going in fantasy football. So if you are in a tight end mandatory league, unless you own Kelsey, you're playing Gronk. And if you are in a league like mine, which has a wide receiver tight end flex, you can certainly play Gronk. I wouldn't play him over a wide receiver one, but basically he has wide receiver two type value now that he's healthy again and based on the connection with Tom Brady. So those are your Buccaneer plays. And from the Falcons standpoint, there isn't much. There hasn't been all year. There's been an occasional game here or there for somebody other than Cordarrelle Patterson, but that's the guy. And I owned him for much of this year, picked him up on waivers, loved his flexibility in Yahoo leagues, could start him at either running back or wide receiver. If you own him, you love him. And you're playing him this week. Kyle Pitts has been loose with the football. In a tight end mandatory league, I guess you're playing him unless you own Andrews, Gronk, Kelsey, Kittle, especially with Debo likely out this week. I know Roto Pat on NBC Sports Edge had Pitts listed at 6. It just shows how shallow the pool of legitimate, consistent fantasy tight ends really is. Now, I will admit that this week I picked up Russell Gage. Kind of had no choice. I've talked about this on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Here is a situation in one of my leagues. I own Davante Adams. He's on a bye. I own Debo Samuel, trade deadline acquisition. He's out. Another wide receiver. I'm trying to think of another wide receiver. There's a third, and I'm forgetting who it is. Why am I forgetting who it is? I'm so sorry. A third wide receiver that, I have A.J. Brown. He's on IR. Devontae Smith has an illness. I'm guessing he's going to play, but I had to plug and play a wide receiver this week. It's either going to be DeSean Jackson, although he has a calf strain, or Russell Gage, because the Falcons just really don't have much else, and there should be some garbage time receptions out there, although Cordarrelle Patterson will get most of the work, and Gage is actually coming off a halfway decent game. I don't consider Matt Ryan a plug-and-play option for those of you that don't carry a backup quarterback and can't play Aaron Rodgers or... It's not Mahomes this week, is it? Who's the other team off? I'm forgetting a lot of things, and I'm sorry. Who is the other team off this week? There's one other. You guys know who I'm talking about. Again, I fly by the seat of my pants when I do some of these. I just have my boards in front of me, and it is there's no schedule in front of me when I'm doing the Bucks Bulletin. So, trying to think of any other potential Falcon. I'll just say this, and I don't talk kickers very much. You can do better than Koo. He was a really good fantasy kicker by the end of last year. That has dropped off. So you could probably do better than him. If you need points this week, look around on your waiver wire. You might be able to do better than Koo as a kicker to get you into the playoffs. All right. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. I'm always happy to answer questions from podcast listeners. I very much appreciate you listening. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, your full service law firm.